Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Thieves from Ulta Beauty case plead guilty, face 5 to 10 years in prison. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Jonathan Valencia Linares, 37, and Jennifer Guzman Morera, 28, both from Colombia, were apprehended at a New York airport in December while trying to board a flight to Colombia. The Gillette News Record reported they have pleaded guilty to stealing over $20,000 worth of beauty products from the Ulta Beauty store in Gillette, part of a larger theft spree across the country amounting to over $450,000. Linares pleaded guilty to felony theft, while Guzman Morera pleaded guilty to theft. They face sentencing, and prosecutors recommended a 5 to 10 year prison term for each. Additionally, they are required to pay restitution to Ulta Beauty in the amount of $20,054.50 and $6,828.96 to the Campbell County Sheriff's Office, according to court documents. The theft at Ulta Beauty involved the duo and another individual stealing products worth over $20,000 in 2 days. They were identified through surveillance footage and linked to other theft cases across various locations in the U.S. University of Wyoming to shut down DEI office, reassign staff following legislative directive. The University of Wyoming has decided to close its Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion following a directive from the Wyoming legislature, which cut funding for the office. Wildfile reported the university's Board of Trustees supported President Ed Seidel's recommendation to close the office and reassign its staff, but many of its programs will continue under new university units. The decision comes after widespread discussion and consideration of alternatives. While some voiced opposition to the DEI office, others expressed support for its programs, which they say have helped diverse members of the university community. The university plans to maintain programs they believe are essential for students while exploring private funding options for others. Additionally, changes in employment practices have been implemented, such as removing diversity statements from job candidate evaluations. The decision reflects a broader debate about the role and definition of DEI initiatives within the university and the state. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.